You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All the things that I've done, this has always been number one, baseball. Baseball was the only way I wanted to go. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommer, is our producer and engineer on the board. It is 7 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Monday, August 25th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison above State Street. Partly cloudy skies, beautiful fall weather, and Aaron Zommer's What a Cold Open, courtesy of our friends Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch, the producer and director, respectively, of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. That is just part. We opened the show today with just a part of Kelly and Sean's work that really made the entire afternoon yesterday at AmFam Field something special, whether you were there in person, like our own Dan Schaefer I know was there, or whether like me watching it on FanDuel and listening to it on the Brewers Radio Network. Hats off to Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch for their great work doing all the video and audio tributes for Bob Uecker's celebration of life yesterday at AmFam Field. It was really amazing.
Yeah, I remember when they talked about getting the opportunity to make this and share this story and celebrate Bob Uecker's life. I'm glad that we all got to share in that celebration because it was something special.
Yeah, they talked a little bit off the air with us after they were here last time. And to Zommer's point, they knew the importance of this. They knew the gravity of it. They were humbled to have been asked, and they were taking it very, very seriously. And if you watched yesterday, or listened, you know, I'll use the metaphor. In my opinion, they hit it out of the park they hit their exact right tone. And what Kelly and Sean did, and along with the Brewers, of course, and the Uecker family, is they had this special tribute yesterday at AmFam Field before the game that went much longer, by the way, than it was scheduled to go. And they set it up just outside, or just in front of the Brewers' dugout. They set up a staging area, and they kind of mimicked the old Johnny Carson Tonight Show set with a desk in which the great broadcaster Bob Costas was there in person. Of course, he worked a lot of television baseball over the years with Bob Uecker, knew him very well. So Costas was there as the host MC, and then seated to Costas's right, in kind of the old couch style, but everybody was in chairs. You had Brian Anderson, the great sportscaster in and of himself, of course, doing a lot of the play-by-play on FanDuel for the Brewers. He was there along with former owner of the Brewers and baseball commissioner emeritus Bud Selig. Current Milwaukee Brewers main owner Mark Atanasio was on the stage as well, along with current player Christian Yelich, who I think arguably was one of the closest current players to Bob Uecker in terms of a friendship and a mentorship. And you also had the great Robin Yount, Hall of Famer on the stage, along with Hall of Famer Ted Simmons. Of course, Yount and Simmons were in just a bit outside talking about their own run to the World Series in 1982. Did I leave anybody else, Amers, on the dais there? Oh, George Brett from the great Hall of Famer from the Kansas City Royals, who came up and was in town and had known Euchre as well. So what they did is Costas had all these guys on the stage, and then we knew that Kelly and Sean were working on this. They chopped up Euchre's career life, and they'll hear first base and playing baseball with the Braves and then St. Louis, and then second base and third base, and then a rounding home as a Brewers broadcaster. And they had 5 to 10 minute video montages that told this story in cinematic form. Much of Euchre's own words were takes that were not used in Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. We know from interviewing and talking with Sean and Kelly that they were, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Zomers, but I think they were told they were going to get either 45 minutes or an hour with Euchre, because we, as the general public, didn't know it. But at the time, Euchre was already undergoing cancer treatments for lung cancer, so they were trying to be judicious with his time. And whatever the time frame was that Sean and Kelly were told they were going to get with Euchre, they got to that point, and Euchre's like, well, why are we stopping? This is fun. Let's keep going.
Right.
And they got like another 20 minutes or a half an hour with him, I think.
Yeah. And in one of their stories of rounding the bases of his life, they told a similar story that somebody else had where they were only supposed to interview with him for like 30 minutes and ended up, or no, that wasn't part of their video. It was one of the other speakers who said they ended up chatting with him for 3 or 4 hours or something.
Yeah, just going to dinner when he went, dinner with Euchre's. I mean, Euchre, you got to block off like three to four hours. So it was really amazing. Unfortunately, the Brewers could not come up with a win. I think Murph said after the game, Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager, I can't believe the baseball gods didn't let us get a win today. But the Brewers came up a little short. And before I forget this, on the other side of the field, the San Francisco Giants were the opponent in town. Former Milwaukee Brewer, who ended up with the Giants in the offseason, Willie Adames was there. And I want to shout out Willie Adames as an absolute class act this weekend. He used to wear one of the on one arm a yellow sleeve, and he had like blue and yellow cleats. He brought those back, even though he had his San Francisco Giants uniform on. He was wearing the yellow cleat and or the yellow blue cleats or the yellow sleeve, and he stood there on the top of the Giants dugout yesterday for the entirety of the hour and a half tribute to Euchre yesterday and soaked it all in. And he could not have been more complimentary of the Brewers and to Euchre. And I thought, wow, there's a guy, Willie Adames, who's just a class act. So shout out to him as well. Shout out to everybody who is involved with this tribute. The Euchre family putting out a statement this morning saying how much it meant to them. The place, according to our own Dan Schaefer and Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter guys who were there, that nearly every, the thing was a sellout, been a sellout for, so 41,000 plus. And everybody was in their seats practically an hour before it started. So they got there early. I guess traffic was a nightmare because everybody wanted to get there on time and get there early. Everybody understood the assignment. And somebody tweeted out, here I am like 20 minutes before the game starts. There's nobody at the concession stand. I mean, you can walk right up and get a beer or whatever. Because everybody wanted to be in that space, and in a time where we are too often in our phones, in our devices, and do not share a communal experience, that's about as close as we're going to get these days.
Absolutely. And if you want to join in on that communal experience and catch in, the entire ceremony is available to watch on YouTube. The MLB YouTube channel themselves posted it, so this is no piracy or anything. Right. This is officially the whole hour and 2 minute ceremony. You just look up on YouTube, Euchre Celebration of Life, it'll come up, and I am also linking it in the show notes.
Thanks. Appreciate that, Zomer. So if you missed it yesterday, if you don't subscribe to FanDuel to watch the games, you can catch Kelly and Sean's great work in putting together these video montages of Bob Euchre's life. And of course, it's a good time to remind people that if you haven't seen Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, you can do it today for free on the Roku channel yet, Or you can pay if you, or if you subscribe to Apple TV or Amazon Prime, it's on there as well. So check out the movie and see more of their great work. More of these interviews with Bob Uecker, or as Zavr said, it's on. You said the Major League Baseball YouTube channel.
Yes,
the entire tribute yesterday from all the people there at AmFam Field. I want to play one more. This is a shorter one of Kelly and Sean's work on this, and this played kind of before the whole thing started, and it focuses on radio. And it's a guy who started in radio engineering broadcast, Brewers broadcast with Uecker. This meant a lot to me. Here is the Uecker radio tribute from yesterday.
Yelich sends one to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Yelich!
To me, Bob Uecker just symbolizes the joy of summer.
Sitting on our front porch and bringing out the little transistor radio and dialing up the old AM station.
83 beautiful degrees at game time tonight.
Here it is. Strike called and we are underway.
Cooking out, brought some hamburgers with family and friends, just always on in the background, and became a familiar part of the family.
Swing of the liner, base hit, come up, and there it is!
Summers out fishing, and there's my dad, and there's Bob on the radio calling the game.
Hey, struck him out, swing!
His little side stories that he would go on, that's where the magic was.
If you didn't enjoy baseball, then you didn't like sliced bread either.
Brewers head for Arizona on their up-and-coming trip. Out there, you can hold a hot dog out your car window and cook it.
Can't hit a curveball with four baseball bats and a tennis racket, too.
All you got to do is turn the dial, and Uecker was always there. Through the radio, I felt like I was literally there. Through the emotion, the passion, excitement in the call.
We're going to smash up the middle. Base hit to center. Here goes a throw, and the Brewers win.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for being Brewer fans. And we'll get together again.
The late, great Bob Uecker, the video compilation put together by Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch, the producers and director of Just a Bit Outside. Great work, guys. Again, just really, really was emotional listening in and watching yesterday. Really, really impactful. They did Bob Uecker well, did him great. And the fans, I think everybody there had nothing but great things to say as well. What's your favorite memory of Bob Uecker? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's your favorite memory of Uke? Want to take your calls and share a little bit here on the air. Our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry on Facebook saying, thanks for playing the montage, Todd. I'm tearing up a little bit. Well, you and me both, Jeff. I mean, that was yesterday, just watching this and hearing it. It was goosebumps. It was hair on my arms. It was lump in the throat, teary-eyed, and also laughing. Also a lot of laughing as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's your favorite memory of Bob Uecker as we talk about this great ceremony, Remembrance of Life at AmFam Field yesterday? Going to talk politics at the bottom of the hour as well. Tom Kircher is here with Wisconsin Watch. He's going to be in talking about a threesome. Well, at least a kind of, it involves three counties. Really intriguing, interesting story, and also some news briefs from Wisconsin Watch. So come on back for that. And what was the most underrated part about Bob Uecker's career? Well, Bob Costas tells us on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It may surprise you. The greatest part of Bob Uecker's career, according to Bob Costas, is the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along on Monday, August 25th. Zomer is on the board. And remembering the late, great Bob Uecker, his celebration of life yesterday at AmFam Field. Huge, huge shout-out. Bravo. Round of applause to our friends Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch, the Producers and director, respectively, of Just have been outside the store of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers because they were the ones that are responsible for the creation, the content, the editing, and the presentation of all of the video and audio tributes yesterday that were up on the great big, huge 4K screen at AmFam Field. If you listen to the game here on Civic Media on the Brewers Radio Network, you heard the audio of it. Great, they carried that. If you watch FanDuel, you saw the video and the audio as well. And as Zahmer said, you can watch the entire thing. See all of Kelly and Sean's work and the great interviews with Bob Costas on the Major League Baseball YouTube page. We're going to put a link to it in our show page as well. As Zahmer said, not pirated anything. It's completely legit, licensed. The Major League Baseball wants everybody to see this, so they're putting it out there for free, and I think that's great. Also, the Brewers try to get back Euchre would probably be furious that they lost the game because of the only time. Geez, he wouldn't have talked about me so much, but I won the game, right?
He definitely would have blamed it on himself.
But the Brewers try to get back on the winning streak tonight against the Diamondbacks. You can hear the broadcast starting with the pregame show at 6:05, first pitch just after 6:35 at AmFam Field. You can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, ISS in Oshkosh Bagosh, also on WCQM Park Falls and WBZH in Hayward. The Brewers taking on the Diamondbacks tonight at 6:05 for the pregame show. What are your favorite remembrances of the late, great Bob Uecker? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app or at us at one of the streamers. Jeff Perry saying on Facebook, saying that his favorite memory, one of the greatest Uecker moments, has to be his Hall of Fame induction speech. Holy moly, that was hilarious. Yeah, they included part of that, Kelly and Sean did, in the video montage yesterday. Part of it self-deprecating, part of it just saying straight out the few serious parts of it that, you know, baseball was the only thing for him. That's all he ever wanted to go do. Somebody, I think when one of the press conferences said, whether it was Costas or somebody said, they once asked Uecker if it wasn't baseball, if it wasn't, what would he have done? And he said, probably would have stayed in the Army. So I thought that was really interesting. Also, our own Terry Barr, tuning in on YouTube, always a pleasure. Co-host of Max Inc. Radio, amongst other duties here at Civic Media. Terry says, I met Bob in Cincinnati. He signed a photo of himself in County Stadium on his Harley for my dad. We both loved Uke and the Brewers. I like to think they were drinking a Miller Lite together. Love that, Terry. Wow, that's super cool. Never got to meet him. That's one of the people that I really regret not meeting. But I think we all felt or feel kind of like, because the broadcasts were so familiar, that we did. But that's awesome, Terry, that you actually did. 855-752-4842. Brett in Brown Deer. Brett, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Got a favorite memory of Uke?
I certainly do. I got to meet the Uke one day.
Wow.
It was like 1982, and I was going to college, and I went into UWM bookstore in Milwaukee, and believe it or not, there's a table with books, all of Bob's books, and there he's standing, waiting, I guess, to sign books, but nobody was around.
Wow.
So I just kind of walked up, and I knew who he was, and I just kind of thought I'd be cute, and I go, so you anybody? And he just laughs. Bob didn't miss a beat. He turned and he goes, nope, they just told me to watch all these books. His picture's all over him, you know. And I talked to him for about 10, 15 minutes. He was really a great guy.
Wow. How cool is that? That's amazing. I'm so happy for you, Brett. You got to meet
him.
I'll
never forget it.
Yeah, right? And thanks for calling and sharing that. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Let's get to this quickly. Bob Costas, Master of Ceremonies, yesterday talked about what he thought was the most underrated part of Bob Uecker's career.
He had this larger-than-life personality, and he had tremendous ability outside calling a ball game. And most of the country outside Wisconsin knows him from Johnny Carson and the Major League films. But if he never said one thing that was funny, and you just judged him as a baseball announcer, especially on the radio, Hall of Fame caliber baseball announcer.
I think that's a really, really important part, that he just knew how to paint the picture and knew how to call a game. And I think Costas is absolutely right about that. 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison. Dick, about a minute left here. What do you got for us? Favorite memory of Uke?
Well, it was almost more fun to listen to him than to watch it on TV in some senses.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said. My favorites were still always those appearances on Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
They just were off the charts funny. And he'd have both him and McMahon in stitches.
Yeah.
You know, it was great.
It really was, right? And I mean, the thing that – and he always – you know, Uke always played it straight. In other words, like, yep. He would go on, just be serious, and he'd crack Carson up. And it was that's kind of hard to do, especially – and you kind of knew if you watched Carson a lot what he really thought someone was funny or whether he was being polite. And he thought Uke was actually really funny. Because he was.
But what made him, too, was self-deprecation. That, like
right.
You said, that he was kind of like Don Knotts' Barney Fife, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Absolutely. Thanks, Dick. Really appreciate it. Madison calling on MDX. Zomers?
Another thing that shows that Carson thought he was actually funny is how many times he invited him back.
Right? Yeah, well, I don't know if record, but I think over 100 times. And he and some of this stuff they were talking about yesterday, Uecker would not take a game off to do this. So, like, when Carson was in New York when it started, or whether it was in L.A., Uecker said he would get on a plane and fly out to either New York or L.A., do the show, and then take a red-eye back to wherever the team was. We'll have a few more remembrances later on in the show, but when we come back, a political-governmental threesome? Yeah, we're not kidding around. Tom Kircher will be here to explain it all and some Wisconsin Watch briefs. Not boxers, but briefs. Come on back. We'll explain. This is the All Ball Show. Time now for Pam Yonke, the Farm News on Civic Media. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Monday, August 25th, 2025. It is 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Zomers on the board. That's Mr. Aaron Zomers to you and me. Thank you very much. On the board, wearing your brand new, spanking brand new WMDX 92.7 t-shirt. Look at that. Very stylish, Zomers.
Yes, you can get these at the Madison Night Markets, I believe.
Really? Yeah.
Although I think there's a newer design than this still.
Well, there's one with John and Gordy. Speaking of, I'm going to be a guest on the Pete Schwabe Show, Nightlight, which is being guest hosted by John and Gordy. And they ran out of people to talk to, I think. No. It was very kind. They asked me, they said, hey, would you like to come join us tonight on the show? So I'm looking forward in nervous anticipation to joining John and Gordy, filling in for Pete Schwabe. Conrad will be here, of course. The lovable Conrad, as Pete says, the engineer, producer of Nightlight. And I think our own Italian stallion, Dominic Lee, will be here as well.
I believe so.
So it'll be a full house tonight for...
Quite packed.
Quite packed for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Join us tonight right here on this very network. We're awaiting, Tom Kircher will be joining us here in just a couple of minutes from Wisconsin Watch to talk about many stories that they've been working on over there at wisconsinwatch.org. But until he arrives in the old StreamYard green room, I want to follow up on a couple more things from our first segment here. First half hour, we did a lot with Bob Uecker. Of course, Uecker passed away earlier this year. And then they had this great tribute yesterday at AmFam Field. Bob Costas flew in, was the MC, the great broadcaster Bob Costas. A lot of people in Uecker's life. And our friends Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call did all the videography and editing and compilation and creation for this great video tribute. And as Zomer said before, you can see it all on Major League Baseball's YouTube channel. They put it up for free, which I think is really, really cool. Zomers is putting the link in our show notes as well. If you have FanDuel, the subscription to watch the Brewers, I believe they're you can still find the entire ceremony on FanDuel as well at the beginning of yesterday's broadcast. So be aware of that. And our own, I still call him our own, our ongoing contributor friend Jeff Perry weighing in on some of his favorite Uecker highlights. By the way, Jeff works over at our friends over at WVMO over in Monona. Congratulations to Jeff Perry. Just celebrated 10 years as host of his music program over on WVMO. So check him out, a great community radio. And his bosses were here earlier today doing a little tour of our facility and looking at our equipment, which I thought was kind of personal. But no, they're looking at some of the software, thinking, well, what works here, what works there. So that was. It's just great to be other people in. It's great to meet other people at radio my own age or close to it.
Yeah, and Jeff, we said nice things about you, but yes. I don't know if they bought it.
Yes, don't believe anything they say. If they say, we were not nasty. We were not nasty. We were very complimentary. Let's do this, Zomers. Let's play one more clip here as we wait for Tom Kircher. And let's play, this is current Milwaukee Brewer owner Mark Attanasio. And he was asked in a press conference yesterday how this entire Euchre celebration got put together. Here's the first minute or so of that response.
The planning for the day started once the family was able to, you know, Bob was so much larger than life that it was hard to, in fact, to this day, it's hard for me to comprehend that he's gone. So I can imagine how the family feels. So till they were able to just get their arms around that, but then it started in earnest. And, you know, the organization's goal was to do whatever felt right for the family. And so everything that you've seen up to this point and that you'll see today was all to follow the family's wishes.
I guess that's enough on that. It's Mark Attanasio, the current owner of the Milwaukee Brewers. So, again, I think it's just really cool that the family came together and worked with the Brewers organization and then worked with Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch to help put all that video together. And the team and the player, all the current Milwaukee Brewers were right there for every moment of it, taking it all in. It was truly a family experience. So that was really great to see.
One of the coolest things during the ceremony, and this is in the YouTube version as well, is getting to see the reactions on the players and family and everyone's faces. It'll have like the video that Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch made taking up maybe half to 2/3 of the screen, and then a camera over on the side. You'll get to see people's faces and people laughing and crying. And
it was super cool.
Yeah.
A really, really special moment. And again, if you did not see it, you can see it for free on MLB YouTube channel, and Zomers has the link to that, or you can just search. What's it called if they want to search on their own?
If you just search Euchre Celebration of Life, it'll come up.
Wow, that's super cool. So check that out. All right, I'm not sure. Hope everything is okay. You know, these things happen occasionally, Zomers, and it's about I was trying. They want us to do teases, right? They want us to like titillate people to get your senses going, so you keep your radios on. So I thought, well, it'd be kind of a funny tease if I tease this next piece as a threesome, a political threesome. But like every other threesome in my life, this one is not worked out. So this great story in Wisconsin Watch entitled "Special Prosecutor Weighing Whether to Criminally Charge Outagamie County Judge." Judge Mark McGinnis jailed a man who had an unrelated money dispute with a courthouse employee. And look, now here to talk all about it is the author of said article, right on time. I love it. Tom Kircher of Wisconsin Watch. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Sorry if I had a little user error there.
No worries. No worries at all. Just it's always... Well, we're always happy to have you whenever you're able to join. Like I say, we played a little a cut from the Euchre celebration yesterday while we were waiting. And did you watch any of that or listen to the game yesterday?
Just kind of bit on the radio.
Yeah, it was really, really fantastic. Well, let's get to the matters at hand here. You can find Tom's work and everybody else's at wisconsinwatch.org. So explain this a little bit, Tom, because I was fascinated by this when I first read a little bit about it. You have three different counties. You have a judge. You have a contractor. You have a prosecutor. It seems like a mess and rather unprecedented. I guess something can't be rather unprecedented, but as near as we can tell, we haven't heard of this before. Explain to the layperson, Tom, the basis of this story.
So what makes this unprecedented, as best we can tell, is that a sitting judge is under a criminal investigation for actions he took on the bench from the courtroom. So, you know, there've been cases over the years where a judge might commit a crime outside of their job, you know, completely unrelated to being a judge, mm-hmm. and they're prosecuted like any of the rest of us. But in this case, you have a judge taking action in the courtroom from the bench, and now those actions are being investigated by a special prosecutor.
So, correct me if I'm wrong here, keep me honest. We have Outagamie County Circuit Judge, Court Judge Mark McGinnis. And Outagamie County, for those that don't know, kind of the Appleton area. The special prosecutor is La Crosse District Attorney Tim Grunke from the other side of the state. So how does a prosecutor from La Crosse end up going after a judge of Outagamie County?
Yeah, well, you could imagine that it would be awkward, to say the least, or really a conflict of interest for the prosecutor in Outagamie County to try to investigate a judge that prosecutor appears before regularly. So you'll want to somewhat objective, right?
Right.
So what happened initially was that the State Department of Justice began a criminal investigation about Judge McGinnis and decided to seek a special prosecutor. Went to Outagamie County. The district attorney there said that would be a conflict of interest for me to investigate a judge.
My own
that
judge.
Works in the same courthouse as I do. A request was put in, and the district attorney from La Crosse County was chosen. Again, someone who's not in contact with Judge McGinnis on a regular basis.
So this all stems, and again, keep me honest, the judge, McGinnis, had jailed a cement contractor, Tyler Barth, in December 2021 over a private dispute that was not a matter before the court. And I think that's where it gets really intriguing. This wasn't like, hey, this guy has charges against him. He was arrested on suspicion of something. He just showed up in a court, and the judge, in something completely unrelated, said, you're going in the clink.
That's essentially correct. So Tyler Barth, the contractor you mentioned, did have a criminal case pending. So he did have a case in front of Judge McGinnis, but it was a routine probation review. Mm. Hey, are you following the rules of your probation for the criminal case? And during this review hearing, Judge McGinnis said, hey, I've heard that you stole some money from somebody. You need to pay it back right now, or I'm going to put you in jail. And he ordered the contractor to be jailed for 90 days when the contractor said, no, I can't come up with thousands of dollars instantly.
I just find that weird because I've never heard of going to court, showing up in court, and then having something brought, you know, up, to put it really down in layman's terms, but to have the judge bring something up that you didn't know was going to be brought up to you. You don't have an attorney there to defend you on these charges. It's just, wait a minute, I was here for something else, and now you're bringing this in. I mean, do judges, we're talking to Tom Kircher from Wisconsin Watch, and you're reporting, Tom, do judges in Wisconsin have that ability?
Well, generally speaking, it sounds like something that cannot be done. There's due process there. We have principles in our system where there has to be due process, probable cause. If I'm going to accuse you of a crime, I need to bring forth a complaint and have you charged or at least arrested before you appear before a judge, and then be notified of, hey, here's what you're accused of doing. Here's the initial evidence against you, and then be able to, you know, bring your own case and fight for yourself. In this case, as you said, it was unrelated, completely different matter. The judge says he was informed that the contractor had stolen money. You know, essentially that was a private dispute. It was a dispute between the contractor and a customer. A down payment was made, work was to be done. Wasn't clear, you know, what was supposed to happen exactly. But the judge, based on hearsay, based on something he had been told, put Tyler Barth in jail on a 90-day order. 3 days later, he was released. There was an attorney in Fond du Lac who heard about this and how unusual it was able to get a hearing before the same judge, McGinnis, and McGinnis released Tyler Barth after 3 days.
So the guy gets out after 3 days, after essentially having no chance to defend himself. And this is still going on. You talk about your own story here, but from what I read here, that the contractor, he's trying to seek legal advice. Hey, can I go after this judge? Well, pretty hard to go against a sitting judge, as it turns out.
Yeah, he did contact an attorney in Madison to see whether he could sue. That attorney told him he thought it would be a high bar to try to do that. So what's pending right now is for the special prosecutor to decide whether to file criminal charges against the judge for what the judge did in court. And he's indicated he would decide within the next several days whether he's going to file charges or not. But again, what's extraordinary is that there would be a criminal case against a sitting judge. It's one thing for a complaint to be made about a judge in court, checked out civilly by a judicial commission, but something else altogether to have it be a criminal case.
Can you come back here just a minute and finish this up? All right, stay tuned or finish this up. And Tom will answer the question. Does your kid have to exercise in Wisconsin schools? He'll give us the answer on the other side of the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the hour of 3 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A weather update. Headline, fall has arrived a little early. And also the great Mike Clemens will be in with a sports update. The Brewers tribute to Bob Uecker last night. Unfortunately, they did not get the win. They are in action, though. Once again, tonight, taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks at AmFam Field, pregame show at 6:05 across many of these stations. Right now, talking with Tom Kircher of WisconsinWatch.org. That's WisconsinWatch.org. Here's the deal. You've got a judge in Outagamie County, Circuit Court Judge Mark McGinnis, who put a contractor in jail, Tyler Barth, because he was there on a probation, basically a checkup in court. And the judge said, hey, a lot of people are saying that you took some money from somebody, puts him in the clink, and then now you've got a lacrosse district attorney who is looking into this. The guy got out, and we're going to wrap the story up here in a minute. But first of all, we have Ted calling in from Appleton with a question on this. Ted, thanks for calling. What's your question?
Yeah, if I remember right, when the first article came out up here, it stated that McGinnis actually knew the complainant who the contractor supposedly took the money from. Mm-hmm. And that's when it all started rolling downhill for the contractor. He's from Hortonville, I believe. And McGinnis is a crooked. He's big time mega, and he'll go. Our town got messed up from him twice. So
fascinating, Ted. I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Tom, your story in here, you point out that the lacrosse special prosecutor, this district attorney, Grunke, is a Democrat. So now you have this. I mean, now you got politics coming into this, right?
Well, technically, judges in Wisconsin are nonpartisan. It's not as direct as the district attorney. They're elected by party. But two things to look for in this case. One, so again, we expect in the coming days for the lacrosse DA, the special prosecutor, to decide whether to file criminal charges against the Outagamie judge for what he did in court. Another possibility, though, will be the state judicial commission, which monitors judges' conduct, would take up the case as well. And that's a far more common situation. That wouldn't be a criminal matter. If the judicial commission looked at it, they would consider whether to do a reprimand or some type of action against the judge or nothing at all. But that's right now we're looking to see whether there'll be criminal charges.
I think it's a great story. You guys do a great job at Wisconsin Watch. I know you're going to keep on this. I know you don't do a lot of opinions, so I will do that for a moment. What's intriguing to me is not just your great reporting, but the parallels between what's happening to you and this guy in the story. The contractor happens to be a white dude from Wisconsin. There is a lot of brown permanent residents, people, and American citizens in this country who are having a lot longer jail times and being sent to Uganda and El Salvador because of a lack of due process. And I think the bottom line is the allegations here is this guy did not receive due process in the Wisconsin Court of Law. So great reporting, and appreciate you doing that. All right, let's go quickly. We've got 3 minutes here. and this is a great segment we do with Tom, Wisconsin briefs. So this is not a comment on either one of our underwear, briefs or boxers, but news briefs. And here we go with one where you take a question and you give us the lowdown, Tom, this one on exercise and K-12 education.
Yeah, this came up recently. Actually, former Governor Walker mentioned something on X about kids not in Wisconsin not being required to exercise and gave us a cause to look into that. He's essentially correct. So kids in school in Wisconsin are required to have physical education classes. The number of hours will vary depending on how old the child is. But that's a requirement to attend those classes, not necessarily exercise. So for example, your Phi Ed class might include some tennis instruction, but he would like to see more actual play of tennis. So there's not actually a requirement for exercise.
Scott Walker would like to see more tennis playing in Wisconsin. Have I got that right?
That's an example of giving myself. But right. Yes, he wants to see.
Because I think if any of us, exercise. Any of us who've known the former governor or been around him a lot, the first thing you think of is athlete when you see Scott Walker.
to be fair, he did talk about childhood obesity, which is in Wisconsin is higher than in most states, and so I guess that's the context here. But
I'll say this: I will challenge the former governor to a 100-yard dash right now, Scott. I would love to see how that would go down. I mean, of all the things you're going to require people to do in this state, speaking for myself, we could all use more exercise, but I don't know. I think once again, the governor is trying to, get a little popular, get some free press on that. But interesting, granted, Tom, you bring us the facts, whether I like them or not. So yes, kids have to go to physical education. No, they don't necessarily have to, quote unquote, exercise.
For any particular prescribed amount of time. That's right.
All right. To paraphrase Bill Clinton, it depends on what your definition of exercise is.
Exercise. I think that's right.
All right, well, it's great talking to you, Tom. Anything we got about less than a minute here? Anything else in your mind you want to talk about?
Just to put out a call to folks, at Wisconsin Watch, we're not a daily news operation. We're not running around posting lots of stories every day. We try to take a step back and do larger investigative pieces. So if folks feel like there's something out there that's not being covered sufficiently in the news media, we always appreciate email suggestions and go to wisconsinwatch.org. Let us know what you think we should be investigating. We'd appreciate it.
It's a great publication, wisconsinwatch.org. Tom Kircher, great reporter. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate you. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you're welcome. You too.
Our pleasure. Come on back on the other side. A little what's worse for you. Maybe get in some last potato salad or coleslaw over Labor Day weekend. We'll discuss it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Almost Show after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.